Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What have you done now?
Can you dig it, sucker?
You are listening to the Hall of Fame. Here's Booker T and Brad Gilmore.
I also want to say, look, for the audience just joining us here on ESPN 975, 925, if you're just joining us live on YouTube, we are talking about how NXT was gracious enough to send us Ivy Niles to participate in this Saturday's event. From the World Gym Arena, 10,000 M&F Lowry Expressway, limited tickets available at realitywrestling.com. Yeah, but this isn't the first time, too, that NXT has done this for Reality Wrestling. If, you know, again, as favors at time, if you say, hey, can I, you know, I'm trying to do something for this show, we're trying to make it special, can you blah, 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 they'll do it. Because remember, we had the Last Stand Battle Royal, and Cassius Ohno was a part of that one. Back when he was big on NXT television.
Yeah, Usos actually Usos came through as well, you know. Bless
Michael Cole did commentary.
Exactly. Michael Cole did commentary. Yeah, so, no, this is nothing new, man. It's just the internet now has just gotten to a point to where it's just so fake, you know. And that's the only word I can really use for it, is fake. You know, I mean, just like when, you know, people report stories on me in Reality of Wrestling, instead of putting the full quote out there, they're make up something just to get people to look at it, to make it sound like something, just to make it feel a certain way. And I'm like, wow, man, people are just so toxic these days, man. You got to know who to trust, man. You know, you really do. You got to really know who to trust, man. And for me, I never was one of these people that, you know, wanted to hate on the journalistic world. I just never wanted to do that. I never wanted to, you know, put these reporters in the barrel, in one barrel, and just call them all fake. I really don't want to be that guy. But I'm telling you, man, I'm getting so close, man. I'm getting so close to calling all journalists, especially on this independent scene, let's just say that, just fake news. And I hate even using that term.
No, I hear you. Yeah, there are definitely good ones out there, but the thing about it is, well, first of all, there's a debate, and I'm sure some people are going to get mad at this, but like, there's a debate to where is it, you know, what is journalism? You know what I mean? Like, what is it? Is it reporting the facts with objectivity? Is it adding your own editorial to it? Like, I don't know. It's such a vague term. So when you say, okay, a wrestling journalist, well, what does that mean? Do you report on the matches that happen and the wins and losses and the results? Are you reporting on the storylines? Are you talking about contract negotiations? Are you talking about backstage heat? Like that story last week where we talked about Brock Lesnar has heat backstage. To me, that is not journalism. That is gossip, right? They used to have this thing called Page Six, right? That's like Page Six gossip, right? Yeah, and you know, I'm not disrespecting whoever wrote the story, but I'm saying that is not a journalistic story. That is rumor and gossip. Now, again, whomever asked Sean the question in the press conference, whoever did it, I think it was Sean Rassett, but I could be wrong. That was them following their journalistic duties of, there's a rumor out here. I'm asking for your clarification because you, Shawn Michaels, would be the person to know. To me, I consider that journalism. Now, if somebody goes and runs, like I just typed in Booker T into the Google search and I hit the news platform, right? And I'm like, okay, I wonder, like, what are the stories that are up here for Booker T? Now, there's a story that says Booker T comments on whether he's interested in wrestling at WrestleMania, right? Now, the headline there to me is it's more of a gossipy headline, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I got to click that to see if Booker's going to wrestle at WrestleMania. Does Booker want to wrestle at WrestleMania? Da, da, da. To me, that's gossipy. But then when there's a story like Booker T requested to work with this WWE star in the Royal Rumble, I say, okay, yeah, we actually talked about that. That is actually a real thing. That's a real story. Do you see what I'm saying? Like the difference is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I
totally
know.
Understand. No, I totally understand. I totally understand. It just, like I say, it's, I don't know. It's gotten to a point now to where some of the news stories, you know, seem like they're just, you know, talking about them just to talk about them. You know, making them up just to make them up. I don't know. I just don't want to get caught up in the weeds as far as. No, I'm talking.
I'm sorry. I just read another headline. Five wrestlers that WWE legend Booker T loves and five he hates.
What? Wait a minute. Did Sportskeeda put that up?
It's not Sportskeeda. Sportskeeda.
I'm like, man, I mean, I don't hate anybody.
Do you want to know who you love and hate?
Yeah. I need to know who I love and hate, please.
This is great. I love this. All right. Number 10, Booker T loves Roxanne Perez.
Okay.
I can get down with that. Okay. Number 9, Booker T doesn't love Sammy Guevara.
I like Sammy Guevara. Shit, he's one of my boys.
Let's see. Number 8, Booker T loves The Undertaker.
And The Undertaker with boys.
Right. Isn't he like the, what is it? The godfather to your kids?
Yeah.
Okay. I consider that love. All right. Here's an interesting one. Number 7, Booker T doesn't love Sting.
I love Sting. What are you talking about? I've never had a problem with Sting one day in my life. If I see Sting today, we're going to give each other a big hug. And he's going to go, Booker, and I'm going to go, Stiga. That's what we're going to do when we see each other. And we do that every time.
Oh, wait, this gets better.
Nothing but love for Stiga.
All right, Booker T loves Stevie Ray, his brother.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, my brother probably got, boy, he did Stiga and I.
Okay, but he's family. We love Stevie. Yeah,
family's different.
Number 5, Booker T does not love Stone Cold Steve Austin. Just doesn't like him.
Stone Cold Steve Austin is one of my favorite people, man. Every time, I mean, what? I was just in his ranch not too long ago, just talking to Steve, not even just 2 weeks ago.
Wait, this is great. This is what it says. Booker T shocks Stone Cold Steve Austin during a match after connecting a big right. Well, the Texas Rattlesnake might be the toughest SOB, but he couldn't keep his cool after the punch. As a reply, Stone Cold also threw a right hand and tried knocking Booker T out, but he failed to connect it. After that incident, this is the journalistic line right here. After that incident.
These are the journalists that I'm talking about, but go ahead.
After that incident, the two are probably not good friends. Probably not.
Let me tell you something. Steve Austin, he'll tell you any day of the week, the hardest shot he ever took was from me. He'll tell you that.
We've talked about it, yeah.
He'll tell you that. He'll tell anybody that talked to him, I take that moniker. Damn it.
Here we go. You know what I mean?
But it was just part of the game. Go ahead.
We got a couple more. Number 4, Booker T loves Bret the Hitman Hart.
Hey, Bret, we cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Number 3, Booker T does not love William Regal.
Man, I just was with William just last week, man. Me and William Regal, we boys. You know, we old school, too. We went through the trenches together. And William, he'll tell you, the first time we met, we locked eyes, man, and it was like we wanted to fight. You know, coming out of, he was coming out, and I think we were going in of a main event gym, Sting and Lex Luger's gym in Atlanta, Georgia. And I remember vividly, man, and I was like a pit bull. I want to rip him like a rag doll. I don't even know why. But today, as the elder statesmen, man, William Regal, we are the best of friends, okay? The best of friends.
Well, we have two more on the list. You want to know who they are? Number two, Booker T loves Bill Goldberg.
Man, Goldberg, we boys. We've been boys since, you know, day one in WCW. And it's always been that way.
All right, number one, Booker T does not love.
I already know this one, but go ahead.
Dave Batista.
Nah, man, come on. And Batista, if I saw Batista today, I would give him a hug and tell him how great he's doing in Hollywood. He's knocking it out.
He's doing a great job.
He's freaking killing it. And the thing is, that's what these internet journalists think. They think that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I don't know what Dave Batista would say about me today, but I don't think Dave Batista would, you know, say anything negative, because I don't think anybody has really talked about what happened between Dave and I more than people out there. Dave and I, we haven't talked about it a whole lot. You know, it was an incident that happened between two men. And if you're a man, you know something about that. If you're a man that's got testosterone running through your body and you're in a testosterone-driven business, you might get in a fight with somebody. Don't mean you hate them. Don't mean you don't like them. It was an incident that happened. Man, I got the shirt on right now.
Look at that. Man,
me and Eddie Guerrero. We almost got into a fight one day in the locker room, man. And Chavo was freaking circling like he wanted to, you know, do something, you know what I mean? I can't even remember what the fight was about, you know what I mean? But I know we wanted to fight for a minute. And then, you know, Eddie and Booker T, you know, wrestling, you know, WrestleMania goes to Hollywood. Man, we the best. Eddie and I was with Eddie literally a couple of days, maybe a day before he passed away, man. You know what I mean? So when I hear stuff like that, man, you know, people, they don't know. They just don't know. But I appreciate that list, man. That's a hell of a list, man. But most of those guys are pretty close to. Stick around, guys. We got to take a break. You're in the Hall of Fame. We'll be back in a minute. 57, I'll be 58 March 1st coming up. In just a few weeks. And if you make it to this level right here, man, looking this good, I'm telling you, you better give yourself, you better be like Barry Horowitz, giving yourself a pat on the back. Because it's hard, man. It's hard, bro. And my thing is this, I'm staying relevant through young people. That's what I do, man. I work with a bunch of young people like my man Brad Gilmore, like my right hand, Kevin Bernhardt, you know, and a host of you know, young people at Reality Wrestling to keep me motivated. So I know what the end game. I know what the end game is all about. So hopefully you will too one day.
Let me ask. I don't mean to put you on the spot, and I don't mean to create any articles more than we already have. Have you thought about, because, you know, over the last couple of years, you've done a few matches at Reality Wrestling. This was your first match in WWE since 2012? 11 years, something like that. 12 years since you came back to the company. Got a hell of a reaction. Great moment. Everybody's got to remember when they talk about the 2023 Royal Rumble. Oh, man, that's when Booker T came back out. Da, 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 da. Has the thought crossed your mind of like, hey, maybe that's it. Maybe that's the last time I'm in the ring altogether.
Yeah. No, I'm going to tell you right now. I think that's the last time people are going to see me in the ring. All together. In Reality Wrestling, I'm going to work with my students. But as far as putting my boots on again, that was the last time.
Wow. Yeah. Well, when you think about it, like, it was just a great way to do it, right?
Yeah. Like, it's 50,000. It's kind of sad too, you know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of choked up about it a little bit. Wish you wouldn't ask that question.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I to get off of you, but you remember like when Taker did the WrestleMania 30, what was it, 6? Whatever the pandemic, that was the pandemic one. And he had the Boneyard match. There was something about it that was just like, oh man, that felt good. Like that was a cool moment. Yeah. Right. And I remember saying on this show, like, I would love to see the Undertaker wrestle again, but if he calls it a day there, that was the perfect exit. Yeah. You know, like when Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl, like he said, that's it. I hit the top, it's over. You know what I mean? And like Tom Brady, people are selling the sand that Tom Brady was standing on when he retired the second time for like 15 grand. But here's the thing. Tom Brady didn't have a good exit, in my opinion.
Well, I said it was going to be that way, but that's another story. Yeah, but yeah, man, I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of sad, you know. But it was great. It was a great exit, you know, for me. You know, I don't think it could have been better than that, you know. But it just, you know, putting the old boots up, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of hard, you know.
Well, you know, you, like you say, though, you're never really retired.
Nah, man, I think that's it. I really do. I think that's, I think my last time putting the boots on it. Get back in the ring from that level. It's the last time I think I really want to do it too, you know, at that level. You know, I don't think it could get better than that, seriously. So I want to thank all the fans for that moment, seriously. Got to take a break. Stick around, guys. You're in the Hall of Fame.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.